engineering, and manufacturing industrial equipment,
awesome,
and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and
right,
rigorous
Facebook.
Checking assure high-quality products with lasting value.
IAP
foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hankin, and along with Jason Robb here, Nathan Podwaltz in Prentice, Wisconsin. We're having a little bit of a reunion here, coming to watch these Buccaneers taking on the Phillips Loggers, and the Loggers just scoring. They're taking a commanding lead. Starting to see a little bit of Prentice having to work a little too hard. You've seen the numbers play.
Yeah, I think you had time of possession starting to play a role here.
It
Prentice
is.
Had that quick that score at the beginning and then been...
And a squid kick not going to go 10 yards.
Not go 10 yards.
Loggers pick it up. Braden Reback steps on. And what happens there? Is it? It's either a re-kick or it just...
Nope, just spot.
Spot ball?
Spot where it's touched by Phillips.
Okay. So it's going to be first down here for the Buccaneers. Good field position from the Loggers, 48. 24-6 here. Right now, 5:09 to go here. And, you know, talk about it earlier, too, Jason. The Loggers unable to make the playoffs because of, you know, high enrollment here. You kind of see that little bit taking part in this game right here. There's a nice nice long bench over there for the Loggers, a little bit shorter over here.
Yeah, I'm sure Phillips has some guys going two ways, but probably not quite as many as Prentice.
Yep.
I think you're starting to see that in this game a little bit with the tempo that Phillips is playing.
Yep, absolutely. So here
we got. Prentice can sustain a drive here and get some points on the board. And
yeah,
get back
a lot of it's going to come down to that offensive line, what they're able to do here right now. Here is Stroba from the shotgun, and he's going to give it to Geiger and tackled immediately. And there again, that was who was that in the backfield? That was Evan Hollinger. No, that was Trenton Swickla. Trenton Swickla making the tackle. And there is, again, you got another senior coming off the bench in that nose tackle position. Fighting that gap and getting in there for the tackle. But Trenton Swickla with a nice tackle brings up a second down and 12. Tackle for a loss. And the Loggers quick off the line of scrimmage, winning it here late in the first half. And Prentice is going to really enjoy that halftime break, get a little bit of a rest in. Droba from the shotgun. And he's got a keeping himself look like a busted up play and getting in there this time. Callan Chuzzle doing Callan Chuzzle's things. His mother at home watching. Tara going to be proud of the boy out there making big play after big play. Delasky was in on that one as well. And Prentice going to take a timeout here with 4:13 to go here in the first half. It's 24-6. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when moved. And the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day.
So Aiden Hawes getting checked out by the
company?
Trainer.
No,
I see him gimped up. He was a little bit gimped up after that touchdown run. I don't know if he got hit.
Possible. We can sell all of your
however
items,
he got hit. Looks like he might be holding his neck a little bit right now.
Our team is knowledgeable, efficient,
and that would be
and
a tough loss if
call
he's unable
Scott
to get back into the game.
799-0713
yeah,
or email
strong
Scott at heckinauction.com.
Heckin
Auction, heck yeah.
All right, we're back here. Jeff Hakin and Jason Robb here. Nathan Podwaltz, too, and we are in Prentice, Wisconsin. It's a 24-6 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Prentice Buccaneers right now. Prentice looking a little bit tight right now. Aiden Hawes. He had a really good first opening couple drives. You really seen his name a lot, making tackles
going up
and everything.
On defense.
You got it. Being all over. He talked about his grandpa used to play, and he was our old shop teacher. And he was an intense guy, wasn't he, Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've
been
to that. And here we go. It's going to be Prentice football here. It's going to be third and about 16. And they're all the way back to their own 46-yard line. Here's Stroba looking to get something going. Delasky just misses him. Pass goes up. Nobody's out there. And good job on defense by the Loggers. Stroba doing a nice job getting away from the pressure of Delasky.
Yeah, you kind of seen Prentice Buccaneers. They shut down their routes there. by not expecting Strobe to escape that, and then he threw it out there, and they both quit on their routes.
Yes, everyone quit on their routes instead of keep going deep there. The Loggers' defensive backs were out deep. They were the closest ones to the ball. Ben Vernick out there on the defense. Ben Vernick had a big game last week. I think he had that touchdown reception, always making good tackles. Ben, a really good, experienced defensive back here for the Loggers. One of those kids that actually works on it in the offseason. You know, you see him involved with football-like stuff. So here we got
Prentice, I believe, with a timeout. I think Aiden Hawes, their punter, out of the game. Looks like they only had seven guys out on the field there.
Yeah.
Coach Simone called timeout.
So with 4:07 to go here, it's 24-6. Prentice trying to regroup as they're getting a few injuries and things slowing down a little bit. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when
all
we
right.
moved.
All right, Facebook, thanks for
the
having us. Hey, who's at this
part
game watching
is that
right
after
now?
The auction ended, all
snacks.
The items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire
right
a moving company?
Jason's hungry.
No, we just did what we
Katie.
Do. We
I
have
just
a great
usually
team, and
Prentice
we make the impossible
up, and you would think they would. A couple
we can
legends
sell all
up
of
here
your items,
in the booth
when you move,
just trying to get a meal.
Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at
705-499-0713
or email Scott at HeckmanAuction.com.
Heckman Auction, just about over.
Heck yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Jason Robb. Nathan Podwell's here in Prentice, Wisconsin. There's 4:07 to go in this first half. It's a 24-6 lead for the Prentice Buccaneers, and we got a new punter back there. Is that Evan Lord?
Yeah, it looks like Phillips
and
is just
Evan with
it
a
go.
Nice punt. That one gets deep.
Good kick.
And that one all the way back to the 15-yard line, down right there with 4:01 to go here. Loggers with a full field. And this is the longest field either team has worked with going
yeah.
the opposite way. And Loggers, if they're able to put a score on here, we're going to really see in this drive here how tired that Prentice defense is right now. And almost expecting a long run to happen on one of these plays here right now. Phillips looks like they're ready to drive the ball right down Prentice's throat here right now. And with Aiden Hawes off the field, makes things a little bit tougher. And here is Dendine, gets around the corner on the left side, cuts it back in, and picks up a nice run there of 12 yards. And gets up the left side. Going to move the chains. It's going to be a first down. First down Loggers from, looks like about the 28-yard line, from their own 28-yard line. Prentice going to have to find a way, dig deep. And I want to see that defensive line for the Buccaneers do something, get through that line of the offense. You see the size difference right
yep.
there, which doesn't mean a whole lot. And here we got B.J. Direct snap to the B.J. Up the middle he goes. He picks up a couple. A nice tackle right there, wrapped up by number 64. Who is that?
Jordan Shabilski on the tackle.
So Jordan
Shabilski.
Shabilski spells with a P. All right, a nice tackle by him, and it is second down and about six for the Loggers from their own 31-yard line. Is Denzine along with Hollinger. It's going to be the counterplay to Zalaski. He gets around the corner. Look up. He's gone. Zalaski to the 50, the 40, the 30. You're not going to catch him. All the way to Catawba. He's still going. Touchdown, Aaron Zalaski. And we called that big play right there, Jason. You could feel it coming. How
yeah.
this one was going. It's 30-6.
Prentice is going to have to move their linebackers outside.
Yes.
You know, and funnel those guys back inside. Because
yep.
right now they're getting the edge almost every time when
yep.
they try it.
You've seen it on the first play of that drive. Denzine got 12 yards. It seemed like an easy 12
yep.
yards. And Zalaski caught the corner on this one and runs for a 70-yard touchdown. So they're going to go for the two-point conversion. Looks like B.J. Lueri, I bet he gets the direct snap. He does. Up the middle he goes, looking for his third of the game. He gets in a touchdown and 3 2-point conversions for B.J. Lueri. It makes it 32-6 here with 3:12 to go. Prentice looking to get to this halftime here. And with 3:12 to go, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you
great
to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
And we're back here, Jeff Aiken and Jason Robb here in Prentice, Wisconsin, coming off of that long touchdown run by Aaron Dulaski, making the score 32-6, and the Loggers are set to kick off. Buccaneers could really use a score here to finish out this half, and they're just trying to find a little bit of energy right now. And here's the squib kick. This one goes 10 yards and falling nicely on it. The hands team right there, and that was Jonas Stroba. So the Buccaneers with nice field position right at about midfield. Going to start out from the 51-yard line.
Jaden Hawes back out there.
Okay, so Hawes is back out there. That's good. Might have got a little. I seen when he got hit on that one. I don't know if he got gut punched or something like that, but it looked like kind of just took the wind out of him a little bit. He's back onto the field right now. And they're going to stay with Stroba and Geiger in the backfield. And from the shotgun, here's Jonas Stroba, the guy in motion, Matthew Schmidt. Stroba up the middle, he goes, a nice little run, and only gets about 4 yards on it. It was a nice play. There was that opening right there that looked like the Rib Lake play with Shytower. They run that one a lot. You're going to see that a lot next week, Jason. So second and six coming up here from the Loggers' 46-yard line. Loggers leading right now here with 2:43 to go and kicking. 32-6 is the score. Loggers running attack, taking over this game, really, and averaging 200 yards a game. I'm probably pushing that over 100 yards already, that's for sure.
On that last drive, 100.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a long run. That was 85 yards right there. Here we go, Stroba from the shotgun. Geiger to his right. Going to keep it again. And up the middle he goes. And going nowhere, tackled by about three Loggers. Braden Reback, Ben Mernig on the tackle. Along with Lane Abraham. And third and five coming up. A pickup of 1 yard. And it's two down territory again. Minute 52 to go here in this first half.
Yeah, you see Phillips sitting back a little bit and see Phillips sitting back in defense a little bit, maybe not looking to give up that big play and keep everything in front of him.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, good point on that, Jason. You definitely see it. Playing a little bit safe here right now, not giving up that big play. Aiden Hawes at quarterback right now, or so it seems from the wishbone, we'll call it. Got Geiger. And probably a false start, I'm guessing.
Delay a game.
Delay a game. That's going to move him back 5 yards. So about a third and 10 here now for the Buccaneers. Got a minute 20 to go here. They are pushed back to midfield now, right at the 50-yard line.
Third and 10 if you're from Phillips, third and 9 if you're a Prentice fan.
Hit that one right on the head. It's a third and 9.5. We'll compromise. And Chase Mabee in that Prentice offensive line up to the line of scrimmage. Stroba in the backfield from the shotgun with Geiger to his right. And look like another little bit of motion might move him back again. False start on Prentice. Going to back him up 5 yards.
Penalties. Hard to overcome in high school football.
It really is. It's the dagger right there. And the more tired you get, the more they happen. We've seen that. The Loggers have been really efficient over the last couple games. The opener against Newman Catholic, it was just every other play was a penalty or a turnover. And since then, they've really tightened things up. And that moves the Buccaneers back to their own 45-yard line. Going to bring a third and 15, and Aiden Hawes from the shotgun like a pass play coming up right here. Here it is. Here's some pressure. Callen Shovel gets some pressure. This one picked off. Ben Vernig, another interception right there. Callen Shovel being disruptive and causes the quick pass. Vernig, there was two longer defenders there. We're ready to pick that one off. It's going to be a first down for the Buccaneers.
Yeah, you see the speed of the Phillips defensive line went right around Giannis lineman there and Hawes backpedaling. And
you remember when we used to play Edgar and those teams, like their offensive linemen were like 160 pounds, 170 pounds, these strong kids, kind of similar to what, you know, the loggers are doing. And from the shotgun here, Denzine going to keep it himself. He's going to throw this one deep. And a nice, oh, almost a really nice catch there by number 20. That was Brody Janicek.
Hey, quarterback put that one right on the money there. Tough one for him to drop.
And another tall tight end that the Loggers have on the bench, Brody Janicek, a senior, goes about 6'5", and they threw that one up there to him. And a nice throw by Denzine getting it out there.
Yeah, put it right on him.
And here we go, Loggers, 2nd and 10 here. Denzine from the shotgun. Are they going to do it again? No, they're going to. Yeah, they are going to. He's looking to pass again. This one to the other side. Delasky with the catch. Nobody around him. Aiden Hawes misses on the tackle. He's going up the sidelines. A stiff arm. And Matthew Schmidt takes him out down by the 25.
Penalty flag in the middle of the field.